Welcome. It's time for Vintage Voices, brought to you by the Theater Company of Sun City and 101.5 Huntley Community Radio.
And now for my favorite husband's episode, Spring Cleaning. We now look in on the Coopers, two people who live together and like it.
Cooper's residence. Just a minute. It's for you, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Charlie Nichols? When did you get into town?
Charlie Nichols? Who's that?
So where have you been keeping yourself, you old horse thief?
Oh, must be one of George's best friends.
Mr. Cooper's best friend is a horse thief?
That's man talk, Katie. It's the way they greet their friends when they haven't seen each other for years.
Yeah, I'm still behind bars.
That means that George is still with the bank.
No, I'm still office boy.
Translation? He's been promoted to vice president.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, I still beat Liz 3 times a day.
It means he loves me.
Gosh, it's like a foreign language, isn't it?
I guess I look about the same as we were in school.
Well, what does that mean?
That means I hope your paunch isn't bigger than mine. I hope this fellow isn't a bullfrog.
A bullfrog?
Yeah, that's the name of George's old college glee club.
Sure, I remember the password.
Yeah, he's a bullfrog, all right.
Let's round up the old gang. Oh, I can hardly wait to sing those songs again. Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir,
oh, okay,
that's my
we're
baby.
Dead.
No. Don't worry, boy. I'll bring the old ukulele with me.
Oh, no. George hasn't seen that 4-string cigar box for 10 years, and he's going to expect me to know right where it is.
Oh, he won't.
He won't, eh? You watch. He'll turn away from that phone and say, Liz, what have you done with my ukulele?
Okay, Charlie. See you Tuesday night. Liz?
Yes, dear?
What have you done with my ukulele?
Cooper, you sure know your husband. I'll be in the kitchen.
What caused that?
Nothing, dear.
Well, will you get my ukulele? We're having a reunion of the Bullfrogs Tuesday night, and you know where you put it, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Now, what does that mean? Have you thrown it away like you do everything else of mine?
Now, George, I never throw anything of yours away.
Oh, not much you don't. If you don't throw it away, you tear it into rags. And if you can't tear it, you plant ivy in it.
George, calm down.
How can I calm down after what happened last Sunday?
Oh, George.
There was a blow to crush a man's spirit.
Now, you're not going to start that again.
I'm looking for a rag to wipe off the car. I reach into the rag bag. I take my hand out, and what's in it?
Oh, my! What's in it?
The tail of my favorite hunting shirt.
Oh, George, that hunting shirt was faded, and it was torn under the arm. Most of the buttons were missing, and it shrunk 2 sizes.
Sure, it was just broken in. All I can say is, if you've thrown my uke away, Liz...
George, now be practical. When was the last time you saw that thing?
Well, it hasn't been long ago at all. I played it just the other night at the alumni dinner.
Do you happen to recall when just the other night was?
19 years ago.
Well, now, that hasn't been so long, has it? Maybe it's still on a string around your neck.
Well, that's where I should have kept it.
Now, if you'll stop accusing me, I'll try to help you. Katie and I are going to do some spring cleaning around here, and if we can find it, I'll save it for you.
Well, okay. It's time to get going. I need to talk to my boss, Mr. Atterbury, about a problem I'm having with one of the employees.
What problem?
Oh, never mind. I'll be home as soon as I can. Bye-bye, Liz. Bye, Katie.
Goodbye, Mr. Cooper.
Now that George has left, Liz has concocted another scheme for the day. It's a beautiful spring day, and she's going to talk to Katie, the maid, about her plans.
Oh, Katie!
Yes, Mrs. Cooper?
Katie, I've been talking to Mr. Cooper about a raise for you.
Uh-oh.
What kind of uh-oh is that?
Oh, whenever you want me to do something, I won't like you dangle a raise in front of me.
Oh, I was hoping you'd forget. You've got a memory like an elephant.
I guess it comes from working for peanuts.
What?
Oh, pardon me, Mrs. Cooper, I didn't mean it.
That's okay, Katie. But I'm serious about the raise. Now you deserve it, and I don't want anything from you.
You don't want anything?
Hardly anything.
Let's have it.
Well, since Mr. Cooper will want to look all over the house for that ukulele of his, it reminded me that this is the day we decided to do the spring cleaning. Remember?
Spring cleaning. Oh, spring cleaning. That's funny. I'd forgotten about it.
Oh, come on now, Jumbo.
I'll make a deal with you. You forget about spring house cleaning, and I'll forget about the raise.
Oh, I can't, Katie. But don't worry. It isn't going to be half as hard this year.
Why not?
I know where I can get you an extra pair of strong arms.
An extra pair? Won't it make my shoulders too crowded?
No, Katie. I mean, George is going to help us.
He is? When did he say that?
Soon as I tell him about it.
Ah, I thought so.
Well, this year I'm going to put my foot down and George is going to help. Last year, who did all the heavy work?
I did.
Well, who waxed all the floors and washed all the windows?
I did.
Well, who carried the trunks up to the attic and repainted the lawn furniture?
I did. I did. I did everything.
Darned right. And I'm getting sick and tired of it.
Well, an old elephant thanks.
That's all right. When you die, just leave me your tusks.
Mrs. Cooper, I've been married 5 times, and I know there's only one good way to get a man to help with the spring cleaning. Shame him into it.
Shame him into it?
Yes. If he comes home and sees you carrying things that are too heavy for you, and just working like a horse, he'll offer to help you.
Oh, Katie, that's a wonderful idea. George will be home any minute. Help me get the piano up on my back.
Okay. What?
George has arrived at work, ready to confront Mr. Atterbury.
Come in.
Pardon me, sir, but...
Oh, George boy. Glad you came in. I wanted to tell you I won't be able to make our golf date this afternoon. Business.
Oh, well, I'll find something to do.
Yes. Why don't you just stay here and... dictate to that new secretary, Gladys.
That's what I came to see you about, sir. I have to do something about her.
It sounds like you already have. From what I hear, Gladys is sweet on you.
Well, she certainly has no reason to be.
And do you know what she calls you in front of the other girls?
No, and I'm not interested.
Yeah, well, okay, okay, boy. I won't force it on you.
Okay. What'd she call me?
She calls you Cuddles Cooper.
Oh, no.
Oh, you sly devil, you.
All right, that's very funny, but I'm not getting my work done. Can't you transfer Gladys and get me someone else?
Oh, now, give her a chance, George. She's young. Why don't you have a talk with her?
How can I? She comes into the office and sits there looking at me like a cocker spaniel. What can I say to her?
I'll have you tried. Here, Gladys. Here, Gladys.
Look at this note she left on my desk.
Oh, let's see. Oh, what a lucky girl I am. Who wouldn't like to be me? Who wouldn't like to have a boss so handsome, blonde, and dreamy?
There, you see what I mean?
Now that I look at you, George, you are sort of dreamy.
Oh, Mr. Atterbury, are you going to give me another secretary or not?
Well, I'll tell you what, George. Think it over. And if you still feel that way Monday, I'll find someone in the office that'll trade secretaries with you. Maybe Ridley.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Yes, I'm sorry about the golf game this afternoon.
The golf game? Well, oh, that's all right. I'm sort of tired anyway. It'll be nice to loll around the house all afternoon doing nothing.
Ah, wish I could. Well, so long, Cuddles.
Meanwhile, back at home...
Mrs. Cooper, Mr. Cooper's coming up the walk.
Okay, I just have to pick up this bucket here by the door.
Oh, here, let me help you. You can't carry that big bucket of ashes by yourself.
Oh, yes, I can. It's not heavy. See?
But how can you lift that heavy bucket? I don't understand.
Look, just because I want George to think it's heavy doesn't mean it has to be heavy. I filled it up with paper and just sprinkled an inch of ashes on the top.
Oh, that's tricky.
Oh, you'd be surprised how heavy it's going to be when George gets here.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
Now it gets heavy. Oh, I'm in here, George.
Oh, hi, Liz.
Hello, George. How are you?
Fine, dear. What's new?
Not much. What's new with you?
You feel all right, Liz? Your voice sounds funny.
Oh, I'm all right. I'm just carrying these ashes outside.
Oh, honey, you shouldn't be doing that.
I shouldn't?
No, you're liable to spill the ashes on the rug.
I should have known.
Should have known what?
Should have known better than to be subtle. I thought if you saw me struggling with this heavy bucket of ashes, you'd leap up and help me.
Well,
other men help their wives with the heavy work, and there's no reason why you shouldn't help with the spring house cleaning.
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt me to do a little
That's
work.
That's right. Make excuses.
Look, Liz, I said I'd be glad
to
help.
The one time of year when I ask you to do something around the house and... What? You will help?
Here. I'll take my coat off and tackle that can of ashes right now.
Oh no, George, I'll carry this.
No, nonsense. It's much too heavy for you. Why, you can hardly lift it.
Oh, but I'd rather. I...
Out of the way. I'll show you how a man lifts a heavy
thing
like this.
No, don't do that.
One, two, three. What happened? Who hit me? Where did he go?
Oh, my. You're strong, George. You tossed it clear across the room. Now get up off the floor.
What a dirty trick, filling the ash can with paper. If you're going to play that way, you can do your own housework.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Hello. Goodbye.
Well, what's wrong with him?
Oh, my trick backfired. We just lost two strong arms.
Oh, well. I've been cleaning out Mr. Cooper's den, and I don't know what to do with this box.
What's in it?
Oh, some old letters. They look like love letters to Mr. Cooper.
Ask him what he wants to do with it. Wait. Love letters to Mr. Cooper?
I think so. It's a woman's handwriting in purple ink. Well, I'll ask him what he wants.
Oh, just a second, Katie. I'll take care of those.
Here. You're not going to read them, are you?
Of course not. Whatever gave you an idea like that?
I don't know. Something about the way you picked that one up and opened the flap.
Well, you're right. It's addressed to George, and I'm not going to read it.
Good for you.
Here, you read it to me.
What?
Then if George asks me if I read it, I can say no with a clear conscience.
But...
Go ahead, Katie. Let's see what George's correspondence sounded like in his dear old bachelor days.
Well, okay. Dear Coopy Whoopy.
Oh.
Although we have just met, I feel I've known you always.
Now there's an original thought.
No matter where I go, I see your face before me. That's why I'm throwing myself at your feet.
His face isn't that bad.
Then it finishes with a poem. If you want me to holler Whoopy, then say you'll be my Coopy Poopy.
Signed, Droopy.
No, it's signed Anxious.
Well, there's a masterpiece of understatement. Are there any more from her, Katie?
Oh, yes. There's a whole pile of them. But this is the best one of the bunch.
Katie, let me see the rest.
Okay. It's this pile marked GC from EE.
Uh-oh.
No, not uh-oh. EE.
Never mind, Katie. I just remembered who wrote that letter.
Who?
Shake hands with E.E., formerly Anxious.
You wrote them?
That's right. Boy, I really must have been anxious. I sent it special delivery.
Well, I'll deliver it to the attic.
Wait a minute, Katie. I know how I can get George in a good humor again.
How?
If I didn't remember that letter, George won't either. I'm going to seal it up and tell him it was just delivered. I'll pretend to be real jealous and think it's from another woman.
You're playing with fire, Mrs. Cooper.
Oh, don't be silly. He'll get a big kick out of it. It'd be different if there was the slightest possibility of another woman, but not with George. Why, he's just good old George.
He's a man, isn't he?
Oh, Katie, you just stick around. This is going to be fun.
Here he comes now, Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. George. Oh, George.
Yes?
Oh, this letter on the table. It just came.
Mail? On Saturday afternoon?
Yes, it's for you. It came special delivery. Why don't you open it and see who it's from?
All right. Dear Coopy, oh, no.
Who's it from, George?
The gas company.
Oh, how come the gas company sent you a special delivery? You got bigger burners?
I forgot to pay the bill.
Oh, and they wrote you in purple ink. George, are you and the gas company going steady?
Look, let's just forget it, Liz. It's a bill. I'll take care of it.
George, I'll bet that letter's from a girl.
A girl? No, no, it's not a girl. I told you it isn't. Now let me alone.
You don't have to get huffy about it. For your information, that letter is from me.
Oh, now don't cry, Mrs. Cooper.
Oh, Katie, there is a woman in George's life. You should have seen the guilty look on his face.
But you wanted him to think it was from someone else.
Sure, I wanted him to think it was from someone else, but he thinks it's from someone else.
As we return to the Coopers, Liz is burning up about the supposed other woman in George's life. She gave George an old love letter that she wrote, and he mistakenly thought it was from his new secretary, who has a silly crush on him. Well, right now, George has shut himself in the den to use the phone.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Atterbury. This is George Cooper.
Yes, Cuddles.
I'm not Cuddles.
You're not?
No, I'm Coopy Whoopy now.
Well, what can Uncle Rudolph do for you?
Uncle Rudolph could look for a new vice president if he doesn't get me a new secretary. Gladys just sent me a mushy letter, special delivery.
Special delivery? Did she use bank stamps?
Oh, how should I know? The point is I'm liable to get into trouble unless I get a new secretary. I don't want to go through the whole mess of trying to explain to Liz that this is innocent. She's suspicious already.
Liz has been listening in on George's conversation. This could be another disaster.
Katie, I'd give my eye teeth to know who he's talking to on the phone in there. Do you suppose it's her?
Her who?
You know her who. Her. Why did he close the door?
There's always the keyhole.
Oh, Katie, do you think I'd stoop to listening at the keyhole?
Yes.
You're right. The darn key's in it. You can't hear a thing. I can't just open the door and listen. That would be eavesdropping. We have to have a reason. Come on, give me a reason.
It's pretty hot in there. Do you think he needs air?
No. It's got to be better than... I know. Of course. The dog's in there and wants out. Quiet now. Here, boy. Here, boy.
Mrs. Cooper?
What?
I just thought of something.
What?
You don't have a dog.
Oh, that's right. Well, I already have the door open. No use closing it now, is there?
Frankly, Mr. Atterbury, the situation is getting out of hand.
He's telling Mr. Atterbury all about it.
You see, I'm pretty sure Liz already suspects something's going on. So there's just one thing to do. I'm going to get rid of her.
He's going to get rid of me.
Oh, no.
I'd like to make it as painless as possible. First thing Monday morning, I'll ask her to leave.
Well, at least there won't be any bloodshed.
Well, I'll tell her you arranged for a transfer.
Transfer? What does he expect me to do? Go to Reno on a streetcar?
That's right. Joe Ridgely can have her, and I'll take his...
He's going to trade me in on a later model.
There must be some explanation.
Shh. All right, Mr. Atterbury. I'll call Gladys right now and tell her I'm going to make the change. I have her number upstairs in my wallet. Yeah, well, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Get out of the way, Katie. Here he comes. Come on, move. Get out of the way.
My apron's caught on the doorknob.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Take what's left of it and start dusting. I'll be reading a book.
Oh.
Hi, George. I didn't know you were there.
You didn't? Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just reading a book.
A book? Oh, to improve your vocabulary.
Yes. Yeah, improving my vocabulary, eh?
Well, you certainly picked the right book for it.
Yes, this man writes well. You ought to read the book sometimes. It's called, oh, I got it upside down. The Dictionary.
Ah, Webster's one of my favorite writers.
Oh, you see...
Well, tell me later. There's something important I have to take care of right now.
Come on, Katie. He'll be back when he gets that phone number.
Come on where?
We're going to hide in the den and listen while George talks to that fat Gladys.
We're going to hide?
Yes, you're going to be my witness.
Witness for what?
I don't know, but it's always a good idea. Come on. Now we'll hide in the... Oh, gee, there isn't any place.
Oh, I hear him coming.
Quick, into the closet.
No.
Yes. Oh, Jesus. Dark in here. Are you comfortable, Katie?
As comfortable as anyone could be who's straddling a vacuum cleaner.
Hold out for a minute.
Oh, it's all right, Mrs. Cooper. I used to have a boyfriend who owned a motorcycle.
Gee, I wish he'd hurry up. It's so dusty in here.
Bless you.
Thanks. Quiet. There he goes. He's calling Gladys.
Hello, Gladys? This is Cuddles.
I may be sick.
I'm sorry to bother you at home, Gladys, but I can't go on like this.
The beast!
Shh.
I've decided to do something about it, Gladys. That's exactly what I've decided.
Here he comes.
Well, in a way, I'll be sorry to lose you.
Huh. She didn't last as long as I did.
Well, I'll admit you did have the makings of a good secretary, but you don't seem to realize that I'm very much in love with my wife.
He admits it. He admits it. He admits he's in love with his wife. Hey, that's me.
I don't care what they told you in business school. I love my wife. We're completely devoted and trust each other implicitly.
Aww.
She's charming and beautiful, and I'd be crazy to even look at another woman.
Aw, gee, did you hear that, Katie? He says, achoo!
Oh, bless you, Gladys. Oh, because you sneezed.
Oh, well, the operator must be listening in. Well, I think if you really understand the situation, I could give you another chance. Are you sure?
Gee, he said I was charming and beautiful.
Yes, he did.
Oh, Katie, I was so wrong about everything. He mustn't ever find out I've been spying and suspicious. You promise?
Can I have next Sunday off?
Yes, yes.
How about that raise?
Oh, you blackmailer. Where's your sporting blood?
Give me that raise, and I promise my lips are sealed.
Well, that's a much healthier attitude. As a matter of fact, Gladys, I think it would help if you had a talk with Liz.
Oh, no.
Well, I'd like her to meet you, too, if you're going to be my secretary.
Oh, some other time, some other time.
Now, wait, I'll call her to the phone.
Oh, I'm dead.
Liz! Hey, Liz, where are you?
Don't even breathe, Katie.
Liz?
I'm going to try something. Did you call me, George?
Well, yes. Where are you?
I'm up in the attic, looking for your ukulele.
You don't sound like you're up there.
Well, go up. I mean, come up and see.
Come on down. I want you to... Oh, I'll come up.
For a minute, I thought I was... Achoo!
Liz? Katie? That sneeze came from the closet.
Oh, quick, Katie. Plug the vacuum cleaner into the light switch.
What for?
Don't ask questions. Go ahead.
Liz, what are you and Katie doing in the closet?
Now that's it, Katie. Get into every corner. We don't want any dirt in the house.
Liz, would you please explain?
Spring cleaning, George. Can't have dirty closets,
no,
you know.
No, we can't.
Don't forget the shelf, Katie.
Oh, of course.
I'll get the floor. We'll mop up the sides.
Oh, good idea.
You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Judy Stage as Liz, Susan Passione as Katie, Bob Geis as George, and Tom Van Tilburg as Atterbury. I'm your announcer, Kevin Fenner. Thank you for listening.
Tune in next time for another presentation of Vintage Voices, brought to you by the Theater Company of Sun City on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio.